This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. David Stipik and our guest in the studio today, Karina Black, the executive director of the Northern Nevada International Center here on the fringe of campus, but right in the heart of many international activities going on that the university has a part in, as well as a whole global outreach. We're going to talk about that. Karina, welcome to the studio today.
Thanks for having me.
Again, I'm still learning about this center. Our listeners may have heard something about the Northern Nevada International Center at some point. Let's start with the basics.
Sure.
What do you do? How does this work?
So we are an organization affiliated actually with a national organization called Global Ties. And we are 97 different organizations all over the U.S. The International Center here in Reno has been around for probably over 30 years. It was founded by some international visionaries, including Joe Crowley, Jennifer Satry, Shane Del Cohen, who've been members of this community for a long time, and they wanted to establish some global presence. And that was mainly done in the beginning through the International Visitor Leadership Program, which is a program funded by the State Department. It brings international visitors to the United States to learn about our democracy, our culture, our way of life, and to distill some stereotypes that exist about Americans and vice versa. So we've been around for a long time, but we really started growing about 16, 17 years ago when we began to take on a variety of international programs. And today we have probably 10 different exchange programs that are mostly funded by State Department and other federal agencies. We also operate a language bank, so we provide interpretation and translation services in about 60 languages. We work with the courts, school district, private businesses. So our overall mission is to educate Northern Nevadans that we are all part of a global society.
Let me ask you, how long have you been with the center now?
16 years. It was a volunteer organization. And Then I came on as the first paid staff. We received a small seed grant from the city of Reno. And the aim actually 16 years ago was to combine all international efforts, whether it has to do with trade, visitors, university outreach.
You are affiliated with the University of
right.
Nevada.
So we're a private nonprofit organization, but we have a great affiliation agreement with the university that allows us to really strengthen our connections to different departments. We have grant projects with the College of Education. We have collaborative agreements with the journalism school. We work with extended studies. We pretty much work with all internationally oriented departments and schools here on campus. There is basically four internationally oriented programs on campus. That's USAC, Studies Abroad, the Office for International Students and Scholars, Intensive English Language Center, and the International Centers.
You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. David Stipik, a guest in the studio today, Karina Black, the executive director of the Northern Nevada International Center. We're getting an overview, really, of the center here. You mentioned a seed grant years ago from the city of Reno, and that sounds like exactly what some seeds were planted, and you've helped make that grow with your team and with support from the community. And what other sources of funding do you receive?
So we're probably 80% federally funded.
Okay.
You're absolutely right about the support from the community. We do one fundraiser a year, our Global Gala, and that brings in a little bit of money, but we consider it very much a friendraiser because, this past year, we brought in Desmond Tutu's daughter, and she was amazing.
That's exciting. Good.
But definitely the support of our community is what has built this organization. So traditionally, Washington, D.C. looks at Nevada in not such a positive way for a variety of reasons. But I think we have been able to highlight all the positive things about our community. And that includes institutions like the university, the Desert Research Institute, the National Judicial College, the National Council for Juvenile and Family Court Judges. We're a small state, so we can call up a Supreme Court judge or a attorney general's office and ask them to see if they want to meet with international visitors. So we have this incredibly unique situation where either Supreme Court judges from other countries or water resource managers from Turkmenistan can learn about what's really happening in the United States and a lot of the things that we do have to do with local, state, and federal level collaborations, the nonprofit sector, how the private sector works with the government. Those kinds of models really exhibit themselves here so much better. And so the visitors always say, it was great to see Washington, D.C. and Chicago, but I learned about the real America in Reno. And when they leave unilaterally, they're always very, very positive. We are here because of a great community.
You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. David Stipik, a guest in the studio today, Karina Black, the executive director of the Northern Nevada International Center. We're getting an overview of the center here. So talk to me for a moment just about the benefit of our country, but also locally here in Nevada for these types of visits and the work that you do.
Sure. It's actually quite difficult to put into actual numbers the benefit that our kinds of programs have. But we believe that public diplomacy programs like these exchanges, Fulbright, and visitors programs are an incredibly important component of our national security. Secretary Clinton called it soft power, that our military, for example, is not capable of securing borders and being in a variety of different stages. So our national security efforts have to be focused on not just military power, but also on development and diplomacy. And so these kinds of efforts really are very critical when it comes to making stronger connections with other countries in order to increase trade. And for a state like Nevada, exporting is becoming much more relevant, and exporting to many different countries is where a lot of people believe the future lies. But we can't do that if we have strict visa regulations for people to come in and invest in our country. We can't do this when people basically aren't very knowledgeable about how to export. And so educating a global citizenry about what the global economy actually, how it can benefit Nevadans is a very critical component of what we do. So making the connections and building those bridges between different people is the pure benefit of an organization like the International Center.
Talk about some visitors you've recently brought in or maybe some on campus. Give a sense to our audience of the players involved or where they're from.
Sure. Well, like I said, there are 10 different programs. So the most recent group of visitors that we just had, and that's through our collaboration with the School of Journalism, there were 25 Algerian high school kids here for a month. And we basically organize a one-month leadership program for them. We combined them with 8 American high school kids, and these kids learn about how to establish a network of to build leadership skills, to help them establish a network that will allow them to work within a civil society context. So, for example, here in Reno, the 8 high school kids are going to be going back to all of their high schools this fall and creating programs to do packages for Thanksgiving for needy families. I should say we're the 5th largest of those 97 organizations in the United States, mainly because we have taken advantage, again, of our community, and we're jumping into this emerging field of youth leadership.
Talk about some of the other who are not students, the other visitors that people might have been interested that we've had through here or maybe that are upcoming.
Sure. So I'll give you another example that has actually to do with Algeria. We, through our longstanding relationship with the scouts in Algeria, we have more individuals now coming back because Some of those individuals coming on the leadership program in past years, they interned with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and they interned with the food bank here in Northern Nevada. And they went back and established actually the first Algerian food bank last year. And now they're coming back to really look at the model of Big Brothers Big Sisters, because those kinds of mentoring relationships is, again, really what the State Department is looking at.
So as we wrap up,
I make a plug
project? Yes, tell me what's coming up.
We are hosting 75 Fulbrighters August 11th to the 15th. And these are master's and PhD students who are coming to the United States for either their full MA or PhD program. And we do the sort of their entry on how to live in the U.S., how to talk to your professors, how to live on an American campus. So we do a what's called a gateway orientation. And as part of that, we're doing this thing called a drive-by hosting event. Hmm. And basically what's going to happen is if you're interested in hosting a Fulbrighter at your home.
Now, when you say hosting, how long do you host somebody for?
Well, just for dinner. You email us and you tell us, I want to host three people. Then you'll drive through the Siena Valley, and we will point out three people. They'll jump in your car. You'll take them home for dinner and return them at some point that evening. And this is incredible fun, because usually in our hosting scenarios, it's very structured, and you know exactly who you're getting, and you get their bios, and you get their all their information. But this is a little more of organized chaos, but it's great fun for the Fulbrighters and for our home hosts.
And when is that happening?
August 13th.
August 13th, coming up in just under a month. And to get information about that, you said to email?
cblack@unr.edu.
All right. You're very passionate about what you do. Looks like you're still having fun after all these 16 years.
I definitely am having fun.
And we're glad you're getting the community support and the affiliation with the university. And hopefully we can do more with you as well here to let people know what's all going on around us from this global perspective.
That would be great.
Karina Black, thanks very much. Executive Director of the Northern Nevada International Center here on just across from campus, really, on Center Street there. And love to have you come back to the station. Look forward to talking to you again. Thanks for coming by today.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to get more information about the Northern Nevada International Center, you can visit our website at kunr.org.